There's a very great difference between going forward and joining a church and even being baptized versus being born again by the Spirit of God speaking to you. Most people that I find who say they are Christians simply went forward, were baptized in water, and there was no real change in them. But when you are born again by God, by His Spirit, there's a big change. You're totally different. I was reading a book one night in 1975 on the subject of sin, and God spoke to me and said, "Joan, you know these mistakes you've been making all these years? Those weren't mistakes, those were sins." I said, "Ah, sins! I thought they were mistakes." See, most people, I think, are like that. They don't realize they're sinning against God. They just think they made a mistake on whatever that subject was. But when God speaks to you, you're instantly totally changed. It's not that you learn to be a Christian. God does a heart transplant in you, gives you a new heart, and He gives you His Spirit. And He's the only one who can do that for us. We can't do it by reading a book. We can't do it for ourselves. All we can do is ask God to help us. Ezekiel 36, God says, "A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. And I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. And ye shall keep my judgments and do them." 2 Corinthians 5:17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." Well, if you have a new heart and a new spirit, you're totally different from the person of the world. And only God can do that for you. Pam Padgett was raised Catholic. When she was in high school, one of her classmates was killed on a motorcycle. She instantly knew God was her only hope. The Catholic Church could not save her. No church can save you. It's God by His Spirit who saves us. Jesus, who paid for our sins with His blood. But it's not joining a church that saves you. It has to be of God. So Pam cried out and said, "You are my only hope. Please help me." After that, she recognized something of God was in her. She didn't know what it was until one day, years later, she read a scripture. It was described in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. The Apostle Paul says, "Know ye not that ye are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwelleth in you. In the 40-plus years that I have been a Christian, I've never heard anybody teach about the Spirit of God or following the Spirit of God. But God taught me. One of the first things God taught me was John chapter 5, verse 30. Jesus said, I can of mine own self do nothing. As I hear from God, I judge. And my judgment is just because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which hath sent me. As I hear from God, I judge. We hear from God because we are given the Holy Spirit of God to dwell in us, to teach us, to guide us, to lead us, to comfort us, to help us, even to show us things to come. This is something I've never heard taught at a church. God Himself puts His Spirit in us when we're born again. The Holy Spirit brings thoughts, ideas, concepts, scriptures to our mind, and we follow Him by His Spirit. I remember when I was probably in elementary school, about 6 years old, maybe seven, I went to my favorite aunt who attended a Church of Christ. And I said to her, Aunt Ardith, where is this in the Bible? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Someone had given me a Bible for my birthday when I was 5 years old. And I kept that Bible in my room and read it when I went to bed at night. I would get the sheets over my head, take a flashlight, and read scripture. There was a time when I visited my aunt, and I was about first or second grade. She took me with her to church on a Sunday morning. We sat down, and the preacher began talking, and he called my name. I heard my name called, and I stood up and answered, yes. My aunt, I'm sure, settled me down. That's in the Bible with the child Samuel. He went to his room where he lived with the priest, and he heard his name called. And he thought the priest had called him, so he ran to the priest. And the priest said, no, no, I didn't call you. So he went back to his room and heard again his name called and ran to the priest. The priest recognized then that God was calling Samuel. So he said, if you hear that again, answer, here I am, Lord. And God began talking to him, even as a little child, about the sins of the priest, the sins of the sons of the priest, and how the priest would not restrain his sons, and the penalty he would bring upon the priest. And when the priest said, "What did you hear?" Samuel spoke and told him what God had said to him. This is a little child. Pam Paget went to a family reunion after she was born again. One part of her family were raised Baptist, another were raised Catholic. The Baptist part, there was an aunt that was in her 80s, I suppose. She stood up and said, "I thought I was a Christian, but recently I have really become a Christian." The eldest daughter of this woman was sitting beside Pam, and she said to Pam, "I don't know why Mother's talking like that. All of a sudden, she's been saying this. Everybody knows she's been a Christian all her life. Why, she's served at the church building and done anything they needed all her life. But now she's begun saying, 'I thought I was a Christian and I wasn't.'" That exact same thing happened to me. I thought I was a Christian. I'd been baptized when I was probably 15 at a Church of Christ where my aunt attended. I thought I was a Christian. Nothing changed. I went on just as I had done before, pursuing my own desires and ambitions. When I was 37, God spoke to me. Everything changed. Everything. He gave me a new heart and a new spirit. Sometimes I would be in my business that I owned, a small business, and I would say something and I wouldn't even recognize I had said it because I was so different inside. Heart and spirit. John chapter 14, verse 26 tells us two things that the Holy Spirit who lives in us does for us. Jesus says, "But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever I have said unto you." In the situation pertaining to this life, he will remind you sometime of a scripture. He will remind you other times of a dream. He will bring you a concept that you hadn't thought of before. And we follow the Holy Spirit, for he shows us the will of God in the matter at hand. For example, I was 82 or 3 when this happened. I had moved to Colorado. One day I was thinking about my 25-year-old car, and I thought, maybe I'll have new upholstery put on my car. And I heard these words brought to my mind: "Or you could just buy a new car." It was like I was struck by a lightning bolt. I just froze for a moment. Yes, I could buy a new car. I'd sold my house in Texas for $300,000. I had put that money into the bank. I could easily buy a new car. That night, I had a dream that I bought a new car. I had no doubt I was being led by God. God's yoke is easy, his burden is light. I had the money, I could pay cash for it, and I'd had the word of information that I could do it. Twice that same day, once in a dream and once by the Holy Spirit. The next day, I bought a new car. Sometimes it is so strong. One time I was on a plane coming back to my apartment in Dallas. And on the plane, I began hearing a word, and it is the scripture. This is what I heard from God by His Spirit, bringing it to my mind. The time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. The time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. The time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. I didn't know what that meant. I didn't know why I was being told that. I wasn't given instructions. I just heard a fact, a statement. Within 2 or 3 days, God reminded me of a story that I had heard about a big-time minister. He was a country western singer and preached as an evangelist. He got tired of having small audiences, congregations. He went to an advertising agency to get them to help him. He was told, stop preaching so much and play more music. He played piano and sang. The word that I had for him was go back to preaching and cut back on the entertainment. The time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. I heard that in 1982. A mistake that a lot of people make. They think God views time like they view time. So they will think the crucifixion of Christ took place 2,000 years ago. But that's not the way God views time. If you will look at 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 8, you'll see the way God views time. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years. And 1,000 years as one day. So when we see in the Bible Jesus saying, I come quickly, and it's been 2,000 years, the unbelievers will read that with natural eyes and think, nothing has happened for 2,000 years. But in the sight of God, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. So in the sight of God, it could be that He is considering it's only been 2 days since the crucifixion and resurrection. In their pride, they will not turn to God. They figure out their own wisdom. And by doing that, they become wise in their own eyes and disprove the Bible. But they're looking at it incorrectly. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. It's after you're born again and given a new heart and a new spirit that you can understand things of God. Now let's look at two more things that the Holy Spirit does for us. John chapter 16, verse 13. Jesus says, "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear," and that's from God, "that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." So he teaches us all things, reminds us of everything Jesus has said, guides us into all truth, and shows us things to come as God wills. And that's the Holy Spirit, and we follow him. It's very easy for me to do things that look like miracles to other people because the Holy Spirit has told me to do that thing. And I recognize it being the voice of the Holy Spirit, and I follow him doing what he says. And that's what we do after we are born again. We have a new heart, we have a new spirit given to us by God. He brings information to our mind, which is truth. And we recognize his voice and follow him. Thank you for allowing me to share with you today.